With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Breaking news this morning as the missing service member that was shot down Friday over Iran has been rescued. Correspondent Andrew Stewart is following this developing story and has reaction from the White House.
President Trump says the aviator is injured, but, quote, will be just fine, unquote. Mr. Trump also wrote in a social media post early Sunday that the rescue operation involved, quote, dozens of aircraft, unquote. U.S. forces rescued a second crew member earlier. The frantic search and rescue operation unfolded after the jet crashed Friday as Iran promised a reward for anyone turning the aviator in.
Hundreds of U.S. service members were involved in the rescue, and the CIA aided in locating the stranded weapons system officer and launched a deception campaign against Iran to ensure a safe rescue operation. There are reports that there could be more changes in the Trump administration.
Pam Bondi has been officially removed as Attorney General after weeks of speculation, with President Trump reportedly considering further shakeups in national security leadership. Mr. Trump is said to be weighing the dismissal of Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard over her handling of disputes related to Iran policy, though the White House currently maintains public support for her.
Correspondent Ken Lormond. The Pentagon made a surprising announcement as Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth removed the Army's top uniformed officer and two other generals without giving a reason for the departures. It was an unusual personnel move during a major combat operation against Iran. The Artemis II astronauts are more than halfway to the moon. The three Astro-Americans and one Canadian will reach their destination Monday, performing a lunar flyby and then coming straight back home. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. Correspondent Michael Harrington has a new snapshot of religious radio in the U.S.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that 25% of all AM and FM stations in the country have a faith focus. 45% of all adults say they listen to religious audio programming, and about three-quarters of those listeners at least occasionally tune into the radio. The report adds that, quote, podcasts and streaming services are also important sources of religious programming, and nearly all of the popular radio shows are also available on these platforms. Michael Harrington reporting.
A professor of religious anthropology is sounding an alarm over persecution of Christians in Egypt. Dr. Candris Lukasik of Mississippi State University says, over the past two decades, attacks on churches and episodes of sectarian violence in Egypt have been on the rise. Dr. Lukasik says that Christians in this country are advocating on behalf of Egyptian believers who are suffering. This is SRN News. It's another historic milestone for an NBA rookie.
Cooper Flagg has scored 51 points to become the first teenager to reach the 50-point mark in an NBA game. The rookie number one pick of the Dallas Mavericks scored 24 points in the fourth quarter alone in a 138-127 loss to the Orlando Magic. Flagg's previous career high was 49. Bob Agner reporting.
Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton says despite the hardships due to the war in Iran, he believes the conflict must continue.
But in the long run, it is to our great national security advantage that we finally defang and neuter this terrorist revolutionary regime that has been spreading chaos and violence against the United States and the civilized world for 47 years.
Senator Cotton tells the Salem Radio Network he mourns for those who've lost their lives in Operation Epic Fury and prays for those who have been injured. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.